Welcome, everybody, to Orange Grove Radio. On this show, we love, appreciate, and share the magic of Canadian jazz. My name is Jenna Marie, and I'm the lucky human who gets to, one, listen to a ton of incredible new jazz music every single week, and two, introduce you to the creative minds behind each recording. This week is a special one because it features an interview with Montreal-based saxophonist and composer Beth McKenna. Her new album, Beyond Here, was just released and is making waves on the scene, so stay tuned for our interview a little bit later in the show. We have a ton of incredible music to play for you today, so why don't we just jump right in? We're going to start things off with a track by another brand new album. Award-winning Toronto-based jazz world group Avatar just released their album Worldview, and let me tell you, it is a beauty. This album features some of Toronto's finest jazz, world, funk, and pop musicians, including Felicity Williams on vocals, Michael Acapinti on electric guitar, Justin Gray on electric bass, Ravi Nampali on tabla, Max Sennett on drums and percussion, and special guests Aaron Lightstone on oud and Todd Petney on piano, synth, and Rhodes. And group leader Sundar Viswanathan, of course, on alto and soprano sax. And fun fact, Sundar says that if he wasn't a musician, he'd most likely be a chef. He likes to cook and he likes to hunt down the best restaurants whenever he's on tour. This is Worldview by Avatar, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
Lobus Labus Musicus, Jazz Lab's newest opus, features 9 new pieces by bassist and composer Auguste Leprez, all of which reflect the spirit of modern jazz today. It's an exciting and dynamic record executed masterfully by the band. Each member manages to simultaneously lift the band up while also staking out their place as a distinct individual voice in the group. As Jazz Lab Orchestra continues to evolve, the temperature continues to rise. This is Le Grain Blanc dans les Voiles by the Jazz Lab Orchestra from their upcoming album Lobus Labus Musicus, featuring Mario Allard on soprano, alto sax, and clarinet, Benjamin Deschamps on soprano and tenor sax and flute, Samuel Blais on soprano sax and bass clarinet, Jacques Cuba Séguin on trumpet, Thomas Morali Bernard on trombone, Félix Stuzzi on piano, Alain Bédard on double bass, and Michel Lambert on drums. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
Justin Gray in Synthesis is a contemporary world jazz ensemble that explores a captivating cross-cultural blend of Indian and Western music. The ensemble features Justin Gray on bass Veena and electric bass, Ted Quinlan on guitar, Drew Jureka on violin, Ed Hanley on tabla, and Derek Gray on drums, percussion, and Tibetan singing bowls. Their new album, New Horizons, features a collection of original compositions, which feature the bass Veena, performed alongside an inspiring lineup of artists from all around the world. Bandleader Justin Gray designed and co-created the bass Veena, a multi-stringed instrument which combines the fretless bass with elements inspired by various Indian stringed instruments. The music draws inspiration from Justin's wide range of musical influences, including Indian, classical, jazz, Western classical, electronic, and R&B music. Gray's compositions synthesize these musical traditions with a unique combination of captivating melodies, rich sonic texture, and exotic grooves. This is Reflections by Justin Gray and Synthesis, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. That was Gone for a While 2 by Aaron Dolman from his album Nostalgia and Other Fantasies, featuring Caitlin Smith on viola, Marcus Savard-Laurie and Zachary Béchin on guitars, Mathieu McConnell on bass, and Aaron Dolman on drums and composition. Coming up next is brand new music by saxophonist, bass clarinetist, and composer Philippe Côté. Philippe teamed up with iconic pianist Mark Copeland for this double release, and my oh my, is this music ever beautiful. Featured on this album is the Quatuor Saguenay Quartet, which features Laura Andriani and Nathalie Camus on violin, Luc Beauchemin on viola, and David Ellis on cello. And of course, Philippe Côté on soprano saxophone and bass clarinet, and Mark Copeland on piano. This project is perfect for classical and jazz music fans alike. They definitely did an amazing job at making a fusion sound that mixes both the classical tradition and the jazz tradition. This is Blooms by Philippe Côté with Mark Copeland. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
Hello, hello. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Now, it wouldn't be a show about the best new Canadian jazz without talking about Beth McKenna. Born in Nova Scotia and a Montrealer since 2008, Beth McKenna is one of Montreal's most versatile saxophonists, bandleaders, and composers. I had the absolute honor and pleasure of interviewing Beth for this episode. We chatted all about her brand new album, Beyond Here. But before we get to the interview, we're going to play the track Divided to One, which features Guillaume Martineau on piano and keys, François Jalbert on guitar and effects, Olivier Babaz on electric and upright bass, Peter Colantonio on drums, Sarah Rossi on voice, and of course, Beth McKenna on saxophone, flute, clarinet, and compositions. I'm Jenna Marie, and stay tuned for my interview with Beth coming right after Divided to One. Thank you. Hi, Beth, and welcome to Orange Grove Radio. Congratulations on the release of your new album, Beyond Here. How are you and where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Montreal, and thanks. It's the first week that's been launched. It's a lot of things happening.
How does it feel?
It feels good. It feels, it's like, I feel like I have postpartum from an album launch.
There's so much effort and love and energy that goes into preparing an album launch. And then I find the first week that it's out, you're like, okay, done.
It's a lot of that. It's a lot of, okay, what next?
Now what?
Yeah, exactly. It's the now what. It's kind of like that scene from Finding Nemo where they're all escaping the tank and they get out and they all get out of the dentist's office and they're on the wharf and they jump into the sea and they're all sitting there in plastic bags and it's like, okay, now what? It's that scene. It's basically that, but with the jazz album, it's like, oh my God.
Have you had a chance to perform this music live? I know we're in a pandemic, so it's not easy.
We did do a show at L'Astral. That was on last Wednesday. God, it seems like it's been months now. It was on Wednesday night. We had a great crowd show up at L'Astral. And we did do a recording of that show, which will be on YouTube when I get a breather moment to edit it. But yeah, it was weird because everyone was socially distanced and masked. But you know what? It's better than having no show at all.
Yeah. Were you still able to feel the, you know, energy of the audience in the room?
Yeah. I think, yes, we definitely did feel the energy of the audience in the room. My band was feeling the energy. Yes, it was. It was a reduced crowd. So it wasn't because, of course, the vaccine passport sometimes causes difficulties, which is fine. Again, I prefer to be safe. But yeah, it's, yeah. You know, it was a great house. It was a great crowd. The energy was there. It was a different energy, but a good energy.
Yeah, we have to just kind of get with this current time, eh? And just do what we can.
That's it. And I'm happy that we were able to have it safely. I mean, there was periods there where I was thinking, do I just do a virtual launch? Like, I'm not sure if we're going to actually do a live launch here because of the nature of the pandemic. But things turned out for the better and we were able to have it. Yeah, it's a weird time we're in. It's a very weird time.
Well, congratulations on the album release and being able to have that show, even though it was a little bit different than maybe expected. And I know that your album was inspired by the impact that we, you know, as humans have on this world. And it says in your one sheet, from conflict and climate change, the fusion of North American culture with global influences. And I'm curious, what do those themes mean to you? And how did those themes inspire this music and your composition?
Yeah, that's a great question. So essentially for me, I've always been kind of an SJW, a social justice warrior. That's kind of been me my entire life. So for me, my previous album before this was called Home Montreal. And this was really, that was kind of like a musical walk through Montreal where I illustrated eight places in Montreal through textures for big band. And then this is kind of like the follow-up to it in a sixth set, in that we're now looking at how we impact the world beyond us. So for instance, the track Streets of Mexico City, which is really influenced by those fusion of cultures. My former position at Concordia was the recruitment officer for the MBA program, my day job, you know, hashtag day job. We all have those. Yeah. So I was doing a lot of travel to Mexico City once or twice a year. And I realized every time I went down, I had free time. So I went to go see, you know, the sites. I got to know the city, the tourist center. I got to know like the tourist center of the city really, really, really well. So anyway, I've noticed every time I walked through the tourist center and every time I visited Mexico City, that there was always, Mexico's not yet a first world country. It's very much a developing world country. But on the flip side, it's really pushing to want to be a first world country. There's a lot of American influence, but it's a very kind of interesting influence in that it's not losing its identity as like the Aztec, Mayan, Spanish culture is still there, but yet you're still getting that kind of culture from the US. And that's kind of where Mexico, the track Streets of Mexico City comes in, because there's a lot, the end kind of ends with, you know, kind of like a really hyped up rock beat and kind of like a rock jam out session, which is kind of a bit more like the R&B, hip hop, rock snarky puppy kind of, you know, and maybe drum and bass a little bit grooves. But earlier on, I pulled actually some influences from music I heard down there and also general Latin American musical styles early in the track. And I tried seeing how I can find a dividing line between both and try to play along that.
The dialectics of music can exist as well, kind of like two things at the same time, both, showing your love and support for tradition and trying something on top of it too, something new.
Absolutely. So I'm in a lot of those tracks, I break out of the standard jazz form. My album is not one that you sit back and you snap your fingers and like, yeah, that's some good jazz. I like the jazz. It's not that at all. It's really more of a, it's been referred a lot to like Pat Metheny Group is one that my
I
album.
I can hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of Pat Metheny Group is what my album has been compared to, which I am totally fine with that. It's really for me, when I was at McGill, I did my jazz degree at McGill. And for me, yes, I did the whole Charlie Parker bebop, do that 7 hours a day for four or five years. And that was great, but it was never me. I never felt like that was something that naturally struck a chord with me, pardon the pun. It was never something that really like stuck to me. Like I did it, I could write in it, I took what I wanted from that. But I was always the type who wanted to go more to the hip hop jams, who really wanted to go check out that Radiohead concert, that really wanted to go see all those other things and really more interested in cinematic music. And I have a background more strongly, but I have a strong background in musical theater as well.
Very cool. Well, I'm sure that doing all those hours worth of the shed lent to some powerful music playing now anyway.
It did. All those hours in the shed. My teacher from McGill, my main teacher, Remy Bilduc, had an influence on me. And I know a lot of people who study with him almost take too many pages out of his book, like sound a bit too much like him. And I wanted to still get what I could from his lessons and really take Remy's playing and really, you know, really enjoy that, but also still keep my own voice as well.
I feel like at the end of the day, that is the goal of most great teachers.
Exactly. It's still to sound like yourself, not sound exactly like your teacher, maybe have influences of them, but to still have your own creative voice. And that's what I strive for. I also study with Chet Doxes, Christine Jensen a lot. So I really follow along those lines, but I still want to make sure that I'm still my own artistic identity in there as well. This is Beth McKenna from Montreal, and you're listening to Streets of Mexico City.
I'm Jenna Marie, your host, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. That was Bewitched by Angela Tyrone and Chris Platt from their album Sounds of Brazil, which was released in June of 2020. It's a beautiful album, and it features some incredible musicians like Chase Sanborn on trumpet and flugelhorn, Pat Collins on bass, Robin Claxton on drums, Helio Cunha on percussion, Andrew Downing on cello, John Nicholson on tenor saxophone and flute, Angela Tyrone on voice and piano, and Chris Platt on guitar. All right, folks, well, we have one more track left to play for you, but don't go anywhere because it is an absolute banger. Until then, though, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in, especially those who are coming week after week. Hi, welcome back. If you're new here, thank you so much for joining us for the first time. If you like the show and you want to catch up on episodes, you can hear all of our previous episodes on Mixcloud and Spotify. All you got to do is search up Orange Grove Radio. If you're loving the music, but you want to see a list of all of the titles and the artists, you can actually find all of our playlists on our website, orangegrovepublicity.com. And lastly, if you want to join in on the conversation or you have a request, you can tweet us at OG Publicity or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Orange Grove Publicity. Closing the show today is a brand new track by the Heavyweights Brass Band. Their new album, Stir Crazy, was just released and features some incredible musicians. We have John Pittman on trumpet, Paul Metcalf on saxophones, RJ Sachithenanthan on trombone, Tom Richards on tuba, Lau Whitty on drums and percussion, and this album has two special guests, Joel Vizentine on organ and Aline Morales on triangle. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and this is Feel Like Making Love by the Heavyweights Brass Band.
Ha 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 ha.